USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Six people are dead and 10 others wounded after an early morning shooting in Sacramento Sunday. Shots were fired around 2 a.m. in the area near the Golden One Center. Officers responded quickly, but no suspect has been caught. Freddie Dearborn works as a community mentor for the Healing in the Hood program, which helps reduce community violence committed by high-risk youths in Sacramento County. He says he's still in shock by the shooting.
I'm now feeling disturbed. Kind of sad. There was multiple victims and deceased, so it's nothing to feel good about.
The Ukrainian president says the Russian invasion of his country amounts to genocide. Speaking through a translator on CBS's Face the Nation, Zelensky calling it the extermination of his people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
With the midterm elections just months away, Republicans are eyeing the chance of possibly retaking control of Congress. This comes as Americans are dealing with inflation hitting a 40-year high and a spike in gas prices. Speaking on ABC's This Week, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain positively cites the March jobs report as a sign the economy is moving in the right direction.
The unemployment rate down to 3.6%. There's only been 3 months in 50 years where it's been that low. Record job creation. We're bringing the deficit down.
Gas prices continuing to go down slowly. AAA saying the nationwide average for a gallon of regular is $4.20 a gallon. That's down from last week's average of $4.24. Tiger Woods says it will be a game-time decision whether he will play at the Masters. Woods suffering a serious leg injury last year and has not competed since the accident. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is looking to take a bite out of gun crime in the Big Apple with the NYPD's recently launched anti-gun unit. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Mayor Adams explains tackling the gun situation in New York City is twofold.
We really have to have a combination. We have to stop the flow of guns, but we must also do the job of getting the guns off the streets that's on there now. And my anti-gun unit, they're doing that.
Some critics of the new anti-gun unit claim the practice is out of date and have drawn comparisons to the New York City anti-crime units that were disbanded back in 2020. The music world is mourning the loss of one of their own.
It was a dark of the moon on the 6th of June.
70s country pop artist C.W. McCall has died. McCall scored a massive number one in 1975 with Convoy, which took advantage of the CB craze of the 70s and inspired the 1978 film Convoy starring Kris Kristofferson, and went on to become the mayor of Ouray, Colorado in 1986. McCall, who had been in hospice care since February, was 93. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Seinfeld fans continue to remember Estelle Harris. The red-haired actress with the distinctive voice died Saturday of natural causes at her California home, 3 weeks shy of her 94th birthday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.